Last July, the Federal Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, announced that it would be moving most of its staff from Washington, D.C. to various western states, including a relocation of its headquarters to Grand Junction. The Trump administration argued that most of the public land that the BLM oversees is located in the West, so the agency should be too. In Colorado, the BLM manages about 8 million acres for grazing, recreation, and other uses, plus it administers another 27 million acres of mineral estate, including oil and gas. But the BLM's move has been controversial, as the agency took 200-some positions that were based in Washington, D.C., and distributed them to locations in western states. Critics see the move as an attempt to weaken the agency and give industry more sway on public lands. The BLM has struggled to fill leadership positions in its new Grand Junction headquarters. Only 17 of the 41 jobs there have been filled, some with career BLM officials, some with transfers from other agencies. Also controversial has been the agency's interim director, William Perry Pendley, who has said he doesn't believe the federal government should own lands. President Trump has now nominated Pendley to be the permanent director of the agency, but his confirmation by the Senate faces many obstacles. KVNF spoke with Grand Junction Sentinel reporter Dennis Webb about the BLM's attempt to staff up its new Grand Junction headquarters. Webb has reported extensively on the story and says that many staffers chose not to make the move west.
The majority of those people were not wanting to make a move, and it's hard to know exactly how many people who were top-level people that were in D.C. won't be in Junction. Those people aren't going to move, but clearly they are bringing in a lot of new people, and I think for people who are concerned about a brain drain in terms of losing senior BLM people, I think probably some of that is occurring. Pendley and will continue to argue that they were having trouble filling a lot of senior positions in Washington because high housing costs and long commute times and people not really wanting to live there. He makes that counter argument that there's more appeal to people wanting to work out of the West, locations like Grand Junction. Certainly the critics of the move do worry, but there has been some loss of institutional knowledge.
William Perry Pendley has been acting director of the BLM for a year now, but has never been officially confirmed. Conservation groups have filed a lawsuit alleging that his continued reappointments during the past year are a violation of federal law.
There was actually legal action brought, I think, sometime this spring, challenging under a couple of different laws, saying that he just lacked the basic qualifications to even serve in an acting capacity, and at some point arguing that he had exceeded the 210 days that the law allowed. And then meanwhile, Pendley now has been formally nominated by President Trump to be BLM director, which the president had not nominated anybody for the job during his presidency. So it's been this succession of acting directors over the years. So the legal challenge continues over whether he can be acting director as this nomination is pending. And there's certainly something of a question mark about if the votes are going to be there in the Senate to confirm him. And to some degree, a pretty controversial choice.
Pendley has been a strong advocate of the idea of selling or transferring federal public lands to private or state ownership. And his views on racial inequality and social justice are dismaying to most observers. Pendley has publicly dismissed the Black Lives Matter movement as based on a lie and endangering both police and citizens.
He's an attorney that was president of the Mountain State Legal Foundation, a pretty conservative group, and he took a number of positions on public land issues that his critics aren't happy with, and those are the kinds of things that are going to come up in a confirmation hearing.
Some U.S. senators have already said they won't support Pendley's nomination, including one from Colorado.
Senator Bennett here in Colorado already says he won't be supporting confirmation. Joe Manchin, the senator back east, a moderate Democrat, has indicated that he won't be as well. And I think the question is what Republicans will be doing. Cory Gardner has kind of taken a wait-and-see approach. He's not saying too much.
Even if Pendley does make it through the confirmation process, his tenure won't outlast the Trump administration. If Joe Biden is elected this fall, he'll get to nominate his own slate of directors for more than 50 federal agencies, including the BLM.
There's a ticking clock as far as that election and what happens if there's a new administration. I think it's probably pretty safe to say they would be looking in a different direction when it comes to who they want to head the BLM.
And that was the Grand Junction Sentinel's Dennis Webb. That concludes the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.